victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Would Jesus Wear a Rolex? Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Thessalonians 2. 5 says, for neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. A what? A cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Let me read this to you from some other translations. The NIV says, you know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. The Jewish Bible says, nor did we put on a false front to mask greed. Two or three different translations says, we did not use words to cover up greed. A cloak to cover covetousness. Let's examine this now. Judas is upset. He's angry. He's indignant. Remember this, friends. You don't get upset about what you don't care about. If you don't care about it, you're not going to get mad. You're not going to get upset. If he didn't care about the money, if he didn't care about the gift, if he didn't care about the deal, he would have yawned and said, well, okay, whatever. She's doing something. But we can go through and see what he didn't care about and what he did. The Bible tells us. When the Bible takes time, the Holy Ghost had recorded to tell us specifically he did not care about the poor. We know he didn't care about Jesus. Right? We know he didn't. If he'd have cared about Jesus, it would have blessed him that his master was being honored. Wouldn't it? That Jesus is being honored. That Jesus is being blessed. It would have blessed him. He would have rejoiced in it. So he don't care about Jesus. We know ever more increasingly he doesn't care about Jesus. We see these two connected in Matthew, that he was so bent out of shape over this deal, he went straight to the religious leaders and asked them if they'd give him money. So you can see already, he doesn't care about Jesus. He's talking about giving to the poor, but the Bible said he doesn't care about the poor. So what does he care about? What's he so upset about? I know it sounds too simple, but it's all about the money. It was always about the money. It was only about the money. People try to make it something else, but he wanted that money. Why did he get upset? This is specifically why he got upset. When he heard the alabaster box break, and he saw the expensive perfume gush out. Now it's too late. The Bible said, he said this could have been sold and given to the poor. Not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And he had the bag. And he carried what was put in the bag. And he can't steal it until it gets in the bag. And when the box breaks and the perfume flows, it's too late. Now, it can't be sold and the money can't go in the bag and he can't get to it. That's what he's upset about. Oh, come on, can you see this? It's about the money. He longed for money. How many know it's increasingly clear that once this on the heels of this situation, he sneaks off and goes to the leaders and asks them about money. What's he got on his mind? Money. He wants that money. He's hungry for money. He loves money. Or whatever he thinks he can buy for himself with it. Oh, friend, do you see this? He's longing for it. He wants it. But now, people know that that's wrong. They know it's wrong. So what do? He's not going to say, "Oh man, if you'd have sold it, I could have got some of that money myself. Oh man, if all that money could have been sold and put in the bag and I could have pocketed that money." He ain't going to say that. So what does he say instead? "That could have been given to the poor." He's using a pretend care for the poor to cover his covetousness. Now friend, this is about as low as a person can go. What do you mean? Pretending you care about somebody as a cover for your greed. And old friend, it's too common. There is a thing, and I know you'll know it when I start to describe it. It's a phony sweetness in church and among church people and among Christians. Just too sweet. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And trying to come across like we care about these people. And they don't care. They don't care. Now friend, when you try to act like you care to cover an ugly, selfish motive, you are yielding yourself to the devil. I'll prove it to you. We're here talking about what Judas said. Turn right over to the 13th chapter of John, if you're still holding that. If not, find it. John 13. Wonder about these people today that are hollering about what other people should do with their money, how they could sell that and give it to the poor. Why would they be so worked up about it? Why would they be so upset? What is it that they care so passionately about? The money. The money. They want it. And you've got it. And they want it. And it particularly chafes the devil when preachers have it. Or people of God have it. Oh. And particularly people that don't serve God and don't believe in God and refuse to walk by faith. Oh man, it chafes them to see believers have it and they don't have it. Because see, the devil tries to tell people, if you want to have success in the world, go with him. If you want riches, go with him. Yeah, man, if you want the new car, if you want the big house, if you want the money, go with the devil. And when all they've got is woes and pain and death, and they see you with the new car, oh, you ain't supposed to have that. You ain't supposed to have it. But they don't care about you. And they don't care about the poor. They care about the money. And they use this feigned, "Oh, you're supposed to be holy. You're not supposed to have all that. Oh, you're supposed to help the poor." They are covering their covetousness with a fake, phony love, so-called, for the poor. Oh, friend, it's a disgusting thing. Can you see what I'm talking about? I mean, it is an abominable thing because it is mocking the love of God. It's mocking the great compassion of the Master. Look at this in John 13. John 13 and about verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit. He testified, he said, "Verily, verily, I say to you that one of you shall betray me." See, at this point, Judas has already gone to him, already agreed with him for the 30 pieces of silver. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting or wondering of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. We know that was John. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to John, that he would ask who it should be of whom he spake, because John was so close to Jesus. His head is right here. He could just real privately whisper to him, "Who is it? Which one is it?" He lying on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." They're all eating together. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus to him, "That you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him, for some of them thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus said to him, "Buy those things we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. See, Jesus did this. See, what Judas is hollering about, this could have been given to the poor. He's the very one Jesus had sent before to help the poor. Such a hypocrite. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Now, I want you to notice something here, and this is so important. You don't mock the love of God without serious consequences. Judas is mocking love for the poor, and then going out, selling out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. He's sitting there at the table with Jesus as one of his closest friends. Jesus dips some bread in the oil and he hands it to Judas as a friend, as a close friend. And Judas receives it like, "Oh, thank you. Yeah, like I'm your buddy. I'm your friend." And the Bible said when he received it, acting like he loved him and all the while planning to sell him out, the Bible said what? Satan entered into him. See, friend, acts can yield to spirits. You can do an act that'll yield to the Holy Spirit. But you can also do acts of hypocrisy. Acting like you love, and you're a liar and a deceiver. And the act, somebody trying to be a friend to you, somebody loving you. How many know there was not one bit of pretension in what Jesus did with him? How many know Jesus did love him? And Jesus was doing this in genuine friendship and love. And he did it pretending like he was also Jesus' friend and loved him, but he did not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "Cover for Covetousness," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R904D. That's R904D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.